Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that, one, the House of Representatives censures and condemns Adam Schiff, representative of California's 30th Congressional District, for conduct that misleads the American people in a way that is not befitting an elected member of the House of Representatives.
By a vote of 224 to 194, a bill to censure California Democratic Representative Adam Schiff was tabled on the House floor. The bill was in response to Schiff's role in the investigations of former President Donald Trump possibly colluding with Russia to influence the 2016 election's outcome. The measure also called for Schiff to be fined $16 million and undergo a House Ethics Committee investigation. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the Indian Child Welfare Act in a 7-2 ruling. This legislation addresses Native American children being placed in non-Native homes for foster care or adoption. Tribal advocates applaud the ruling since it keeps children in their communities to maintain their culture. Writing for the majority, Justice Amy Coney Barrett said 2 centuries of precedent established congressional rights to legislate Native affairs, even family law matters. North Dakota State Representative Jamie Davis is glad to see the law remain intact.
It's just really great to see, you know, something so positive come out of the Supreme Court regarding our Indian children. It's the Indian Child Welfare Act, but big underlying issue on this was our sovereignty as well.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell announced interest rate increases will be paused, though further rate hikes are likely expected later this year, as part of the Fed's plan to lower inflation to 2%. In explaining the decision, Powell said economic growth slowed in 2022, noting the trend is expected to continue. Alongside interest rates, Powell noted the Fed will also be monitoring price stability.
Price stability is the responsibility of the Federal Reserve. Without price stability, the economy doesn't work for anyone. In particular, without price stability, we will not achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
In Montana, 16 kids have filed a lawsuit accusing state agencies and Governor Greg Gianforte of jeopardizing the next generation's right to a healthy future. A recently passed law builds on a decade-old law prohibiting the state from including actual or potential impacts that are regional, national, or global in nature in environmental reviews of big energy projects. Critics say the lawsuit is a waste of time, but Sandra Zellmer, a University of Montana law professor, says close attention is being paid to the case.
They claim that their life expectancies will be shortened, experience greater harms from wildfires, loss of river flows, food support systems that rely on water and irrigation.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.